Part 2. What have you done today to deserve your eyes? Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, June 3rd, 2000. Time, 8:08 a.m. From Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. To Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. Subject: Thinking of you. I know you're probably busy at work, but I wanted to send you a quick note and let you know that you've been on my mind all morning. Is that weird? I hope it's not weird. I once read somewhere that if your mind continuously returns to the same person over and over again, it means that they're thinking of you as well. I hope that's true. I'd be absolutely devastated to know it was a lie conjured by somebody who simply had too much time on their hands. Of course, I'm certain you're busy. You probably don't have the luxury of endless free time to think. It's not that I have the luxury of endless time on my hands either, but I can't seem to compel my brain to think of anything other than you and your kindness. Another user on that QueerList website reached out to me this morning and inquired if the apple peeler was for sale. You can imagine my surprise when I received the email. I thought I had taken the post down. I suppose in my excitement yesterday, the thought completely slipped my mind. You'll be happy to know I've since taken down the listing from the website. The apple peeler is safe in its decorative place, pinned to my kitchen wall. In fact, I'm staring at it right now as I type this email. I hope we have the chance to talk again later tonight. I like talking to you. I feel more like myself when I talk to you. I don't quite know what it is. Until then, Agnes. Email from Zoe Cross. Date, June 3rd, 2000. Time, 1:07 p.m. From Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. To Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. Subject: Ray, thinking of you. Agnes, this will have to be a quick response as I'm currently swamped with work, but I wanted to take a moment and thank you for your email. I'm delighted to hear you've removed your posting from the website and that the apple peeler is safe under your care. Well done. I wouldn't dream of having it any other way. Unfortunately, I have plans for later this evening, so I won't be online much. I can certainly try to drop by around 11 o'clock or so if you'll still be awake. I hope you will. I look forward to it. Zoe. Instant messaging conversation between Agnes and Zoe. June 3rd, 2000. Crushed Marigolds has entered the chat. Agnes in Wonderland 76 has entered the chat. 11:04. Crushed Marigolds. Hey, you're still up. I'm glad. 11:04, Agnes in Wonderland. Can't stay long. I get it. It's late. Did you have fun? Fun? Wherever you were. I guess. Were you with someone else? Someone else? I know it's none of my business. Are you seeing someone? I was. Not anymore.
Because something happened?
Yes. Well, no.
You can tell me.
Because we were living past the expiration date.
Were you with them tonight?
We ended it tonight.
So, you were with her?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you.
Why?
Thought it might spoil what we have.
Is she there right now?
No, she left. Gave me back her set of keys, too.
Are you happy?
I will be someday.
What are you doing right now?
Watching TV, eating some cereal.
What are you watching?
Some travel program about Thailand. Did you know there's a place you can go to experience your own burial? It's like a ritualized form of pretend death. You write your own eulogy, you're attended by a crowd of mourners,
Then you're interred in the earth for 30 minutes before you're exhumed. That's crazy. They give you an oxygen tank just in case, but I can't imagine doing it. Me neither. My father used to have a saying when I was really little. At the end of each day, he used to ask me, "What have you done today to deserve your eyes?" It took me years to understand what he actually meant. Our eyesight, among other things, is a gift that we take for granted. Right? I suppose I haven't given it much thought. Exactly. It's not something we always think about until we lose it. We don't covet our hands until we lose a finger. We don't praise our hearing until we lose an ear. What have you done today to deserve your eyes? You're asking me? You can't answer, can you? I guess I've never really thought about it. I'm going to hold you accountable from now on. Are you? I'm going to check in each day and make certain you've done at least one thing to deserve your eyes. I'm not kidding. I believe you. I'm going to ask you to start tomorrow. And how should I do that? Where do you work? Omitted. It's an office building? Yes, I'm one of the receptionists. You're going to make a statement. What kind of statement? You're going to go out this weekend and buy a brand new red dress. You're going to clip the tag so that you can't return it, and you're going to wear it to work. A red dress at work? I'll be drawn and quartered. That's not all. You're going to buy a tube of blood red lipstick and wear it with your new dress. You must be out of your mind. I want you to take a picture of yourself in the employee bathroom and send it to me as proof. You've got to be joking. I'll be expecting the proof from you. I'll be expecting proof that you deserve your eyes. Do we have a deal? I guess so. Perfect. I can't believe I'm doing this. Pick the brightest, bloodiest red you can find. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yes. Talk to you tomorrow. Crushed Marigolds has left the chat. Agnes in Wonderland 76 has left the chat. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, June 5th, 2000. Time, 7:12 p.m. From Agnes Petrella. Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. To Zoe Cross. Crushed Marigolds at omitted.com. Subject, the red dress. Picture attached, omitted. You'll be delighted to know that today I did the unthinkable. I went to the department store during my lunch break and asked one of the sales associates where I could find the brightest, most garish red dress they had in stock. I was whisked away to the rear of the store by a short old woman who smelled of jasmine and pipe tobacco. And there it was. As decadently red as a severed artery in full bloom. The old woman escorted me to the fitting room, and I slipped the dress on as if it were a second layer of skin. I couldn't imagine taking it off. It felt so irresistibly perfect, as if it were the tightening embrace of a long-lost loved one, someone I had met in a former life and was reunited with after centuries spent pining for their homecoming. "Would you like to wear it out of the store?" the saleswoman asked me. I caught my reflection in the paneled mirror at the end of the dressing room's corridor, and I do a double take because the girl I see standing there cannot possibly be me. She's smiling. She doesn't hide her lips behind trembling fingers, as if her mouth were an untreated wound. So I passed my credit card to the saleswoman, and she handed me a paper bag containing a neatly folded pile of my old clothes. The snakeskin I had molted and shed so effortlessly. And to think I could have done it this whole time. I cursed myself for being so contented, being so comfortable to remain as I once was, an insect burdened with a shell far too big for the smallness of their size. But before I left the store, I circled the makeup counter and peered through the collection of lipstick arranged in the case, as if they were fine Parisian delicacies. I finally found the color I was looking for, red velvet. I asked the saleswoman for the last tube of lipstick, and she passed the small capsule to me. Angling the mirror on the counter toward me, I twisted the lipstick until it sprouted open, and then smeared it across my lips until they were the dark color of a beetroot. I returned to work, and that's when I noticed that when you change, the people around you start to change as well. The arched eyebrows, the voices thinning to mere whispers, the spines straightening, faces blanching, as if I were brandishing a small weapon when I passed them. I suppose I was, the redness sprawling from every inch of my body, as if I were blanketed with a rare tropical flower, a carnivorous plant with a decidedly avid appetite. It wasn't long before one of the other secretaries, a woman I absolutely loathe with a short blonde pixie haircut, approached me at my desk and explained how my superior wanted to see me in her office at once. So I crept into her office and found her sitting there at her desk, sipping a cup of tea and waiting for me. "Sit down, Agnes," she said, resting her cup of tea on a small saucer beside her pile of papers. God, this can't be good, I thought to myself. Although I had expected attention for my new wardrobe choices, I hardly expected it would land me in my boss's office. "We've had some complaints regarding your new attire," she explained. "Some of the other employees have felt your colors are a bit distracting." Normally, I would have retreated, curled up inside myself, coiled like a mamba in some secret part of myself where not even shame or guilt can follow. But much to my surprise, I didn't. I found myself stretching out, as if pleased to show her how wicked I can be, as if I were that very same carnivorous plant they thought of me, the very same monster they had already named me. "We're going to ask you to take the rest of the day off," she told me. So I packed my things and left the office for the day. When I walked, it felt as if a thick red weed sprouted from each of my footprints, a trail for anyone daring enough to follow. "I think I've earned my eyes for another day, don't you? Agnes." Email from Zoe Cross. Date, June 5th, 2000. Time, 8:41 p.m. From Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. To Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. Subject, Ray, the red dress. "Agnes, I am so delighted to hear you've reclaimed your power and that you're making colossal strides toward the ownership of your true identity, a fearless young woman. I knew that pushing you would result in something truly glorious, but I never expected you to present yourself with such dedication and resilience. I'm truly impressed. I knew defying the conventions of your place of employment's dress code would be exactly the thing you needed to recognize your true worth as a person. I only wish I could have been there to witness the carnage unfold. I look forward to discussing more tonight on Instant Messenger. I should be on around 10:30, if you can make it. I hope this isn't too forward. But then again, I feel as though we have no more boundaries between us. If you'd truly like to make a bold statement and embrace your new identity, go the rest of the week without wearing any underwear. Talk to you tonight. Zoe." Instant messaging conversation between Agnes and Zoe. June 5th, 2000. Crushed Marigolds has entered the chat. Agnes in Wonderland 76 has entered the chat. 10:34. Crushed Marigolds. "Hey, how does the snake feel in her new skin?" 10:34. Agnes in Wonderland 76. "I feel like I could burst into flames. I've never felt this way before." "Didn't take much." "I could have never done this without you." "We're all capable of change. Sometimes it hurts." "You know what I feel like? I feel like a new constellation, scabbed in glittering black, a smear across the universe. Wait for the asteroid to come. No, I feel like some shapeless cosmic belt, as if the hand of some invisible deity were cradling me in his arms. Omitted. You know, I wasn't joking about the underwear. Yeah? Yeah. I've been thinking about it. And? Do you like thinking about me not wearing any underwear? It's a thought I don't mind. Maybe you'd like to tell me what else is on your mind. Can't. Why not? They would scare you. It wouldn't. My thoughts scare me sometimes. Whatever you're thinking, I probably want it. Do you? Yeah. You'd like me to tie your hands with rope above your head and use a leather crop to blacken both of your ass cheeks? Yes. How about I open you up with my fingers until they slide in deep inside, soft gurgling noises clogged in the pit of your throat? Yeah, don't stop, baby. You going to open up for mommy? I push in further and you're fully open for me. It's all for you, mommy. I'm touching myself right now. Are you? Why did you stop? Don't want to scare you away. You're not going to scare me, I promise. You're going to ask what I want. What's the matter with that? The problem is, I know exactly what I want, and it's something no woman could ever give me. I could try. No. You've done so much for me, I'm happy to. What is it? I can't talk right now. Is someone there with you? No, nobody's here. I have to go. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, I guess I'll talk to you later. Crushed Marigolds has left the chat. Agnes in Wonderland 76 has left the chat. Instant messaging conversation between Agnes and Zoe. June 6th, 2000. Crushed Marigolds has entered the chat. Agnes in Wonderland 76 has entered the chat. 1:39. Agnes in Wonderland 76. You came back. 1:39. Crushed Marigolds. Have you been waiting this whole time? I couldn't sleep. I had hoped you'd come back. Why did you leave? I was scared. Scared of what? Losing you. Why would you lose me? Because I thought about telling you what I really wanted. I want you to tell me. I need you to tell me. You won't be scared? You could never scare me. I want a woman to belong to me. I want that too. No, you don't get it. I'm trying, just help me out. I want somebody I can take care of in every possible way. Yes. Somebody who answers only to me, as if I were the hand of God that feeds them. Somebody who would be willing to give up their freedom so that I could command them. I would have access to their email, their bank account, every little thing that makes up a fully formed person. They would belong to me, and in return, I would take care of them the way a mother nurtures a child. They would never work another day in their life, unless they wanted to. I would do everything in my power to protect them, to care for them, as long as they willingly gave themselves to me. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Are you scared?
No.
You asked what I wanted.
Yes, I wanted to know.
I understand if you'd rather keep your distance for a while.
I'll do it.
What?
I would give myself entirely to you, after everything you've done for me.
You're serious?
I told you I wanted to repay you for your kindness.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I want you to say yes because it's something you want, yearn for, not because it's a debt you feel you need to repay.
It's something I want, believe me. If you promise to take care of me, I would. Then it's something I want. You're sure you're willing to do this? I would do anything for you.
Yes.
I'm serious.
If you're serious, I'll draw up a contract.
Fancy. I'll send it over in a day or two. I'll be waiting for it.
Talk soon?
Yeah, talk soon.
Crushed Marigolds has left the chat. Agnes in Wonderland 76 has left the chat. Email from Zoe Cross. The following is an email sent from Zoe Cross's email account to Agnes Petrella's, where she torturously details the intricacies of their proposed master-slave relationship. As with most other sections of text in this publication, certain areas of writing have been censored or redacted under the supervision of the Henley's Edge Police Department. These areas have been written as omitted. Date, June 7th, 2000. Time, 10:06 a.m. From Zoe Cross, Crushed Marigolds at omitted.com. To Agnes Petrella, Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. Subject, contract agreement. Contract agreement between Zoe Cross and Agnes Petrella. Zoe Cross, hereinafter referred to as sponsor, hereby binds this contract with Agnes Petrella, hereinafter referred to as drudge, in this contract of sponsorship. Said contract refers to total dominance and control of owner in this relationship with said drudge, in regard to the stipulations contained herein. It is to be noted that the official agreement was reached on the day of June 7th, 2000. This contract is to be a written declaration of this fact. This contract is in no way legally binding in a court of law, but is meant as an aid to better understanding of the needs, duties, and responsibilities of the sponsor and the drudge. Both the sponsor and drudge agree upon the details of this relationship, with both parties accepting and understanding the consequences of such. Omitted. Purpose. The purpose of this instrument is to state the full mutual consent of the above-mentioned in regard to this relationship, explain the responsibilities and duties of both sponsor and drudge, explain the use of punishment, define all set rules and possible future rules. This contract is written to make clear the expectations of sponsor and the consequences for failure to live up to this agreement. The said parties, for the consideration hereinafter mentioned, hereby agree to the following. 1. The drudge agrees to obey to the best of her ability and to devote herself entirely to the pleasures and desires of the sponsor. The drudge also renounces all rights to her own pleasure, comfort, or gratification, except insofar as permitted by the sponsor. 2. The drudge agrees to hand over the password and all subsequent details of her bank account information to the sponsor, so that the sponsor is in full control of her accounts. The drudge agrees to never question the sponsor with regard to finances, and fully understands that the sponsor's full possession of her account is for her physical and mental well-being. 3. The drudge will sleep in the nude with the air conditioning on full blast, even in winter months. This is intended to show servitude to the sponsor, and is a means by which the drudge can make a small sacrifice in order to exhibit an unparalleled level of loyalty. 4. The drudge will only consume food at the following times, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. This strict regimen of feeding will not only improve digestion, but will keep the drudge balanced and in good faith with the sponsor. 5. The drudge will confer with the sponsor before making any large purchases, as the sponsor holds the account information for the drudge. 6. The sponsor accepts full responsibility of the drudge. This includes, but is not limited to, the drudge's survival, health, physical well-being, and mental well-being.
The drudge accepts full responsibility for informing the sponsor of any real or perceived dangers or safety concerns, but also agrees that the sponsor's decision will be final regarding these issues. 7. The drudge agrees and understands that any infractions of this contract, or any act the drudge commits which displeases the sponsor, will result in punishment. 8. This agreement may not be assigned by either party to any third party. 9. This agreement may be amended in writing at the sponsor's behest and will require compliance from both parties. Omitted. This contract is valid from the day the drudge replies to this email with "accepted, understood, and agreed to," and is effective for all time, unless terminated by the sponsor. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, June 7th, 2000. Time, 12:05 p.m. From Agnes Petrella, Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. To Zoe Cross, Crushed Marigolds at omitted.com. Subject: Ray, Contract Agreement. Accepted, understood, and agreed to. Signed, Agnes Petrella.